Welcome back to part two of my conversation with Dr. Kevin Daniel, Scaling Your Everest. And today we're going to dig a little bit deeper into unlocking your leadership potential. We're going to talk about overcoming those limiting beliefs, embracing personal growth, and igniting your inner fire to lead with purpose and impact. Yesterday's episode was really good, and today's will not disappoint. I loved this conversation with Dr. Daniel, and I know that you're going to love part two as much as you loved part one. Let's get started. Hi, friend. Are you ready to move into a leadership position? Do you have interests and ambitions that you want to pursue, but feel like you don't know how to take that next step? Maybe you want to start your own coaching or consulting agency. I'm Mel, and I help educators define their career path through correct mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for your career transition. I will show you how to level up your leadership skills, share your expertise in a new way, create impact on a larger scale, and put your leadership in motion. As an educator for over 20 years, I started to feel underused and like I had more to give. I knew when the time had come for me to leave the classroom and affect change on a larger level. Now, I'm ready to help you determine where your talents and skills mesh with your passions and interests, put your leadership in motion, and move into that next phase of your educational career journey. Let me help you define your career path by having the right mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for that next leadership position. So power up and put your leadership in motion. We forget that we have all of these skills that we've developed and cultivated over our entire lifetime. And we think when we get to the end of our teaching career or our educational career, that we can't do anything else, or, you know, we just have to retire and go sit on a beach somewhere, or, you know, drink in whatever, some fruity little drink. But you have, other than consulting, there are so many things that you can do. You can be a copywriter. You can, I don't even know. There's just so many things. That's one of the things that I work with my midlife women on, is to realize that there are things that you can do with the skills that you have, that you're still being an educator in some capacity. You just may not be typical teacher. And I'm doing air quotes for those of you who can't see us, because you can't, we're on audio, but there's so many things that you can do and continue to put your impact and your expertise into the world.
Yeah, I agree. So well said. And I think, you know, oftentimes, And I love teachers. I love educators. They're my favorite people on the planet. And I think oftentimes teachers sell themselves short. So when I think about a teacher, when I think about the skill set of a teacher, I think about they are a problem solver. They are an accountant. They are a manager. They are a leader. They are a firefighter. I mean, when you think about the wide array of skills that a teacher deploys between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. on any given day during the week, that is a wide array of skills that they deploy. And again, I think the best teachers that I knew and know, they could go into any lane of work and eventually learn the skills, the attitudes, and the behaviors to be successful in just about anything they wanted to do.
Yes. I did a discovery call yesterday with someone, and we were talking about this exact conversation almost. And teachers are instructional designers by trade. That's what you do. You design instruction. I just didn't know for a long time there was actually a job called instructional designer. And you can transfer those skills into it. There are tons of educational companies that you can go work for and continue to put that, all of your knowledge and expertise into the world. So that's part of what's in my book, is realizing what your passions, your interests, your skills are, tapping into those hard and soft skills. And that's like the first chapter of my book, Your Purpose.
I love it.
So
that's a great chapter. I can't wait to read your book, Dr. Mel. And that's the thing. It's just tapping into your potential. It's there. Do not sell yourself short on what you can do, which again goes back to find people that root for you, find people that will champion you, find your tribe that will root for you and support you, come, you know, hell or high water. And they're going to champion you, because I just totally believe this. I grew up very, very average. I grew up very blessed in a lot of ways, but I also had people that saw things in me that are now coming to fruition that I did not see myself in myself as a 15-year-old, as a 25-year-old, as a 35-year-old. Again, I've been surrounded by people that said, Kevin, you should do this. Just like you, Dr. Mao, you've had people encourage you along your journey of life. You may be doubting that you could be a consultant, or you could be, you know, fill in the blank. You could lead a team. And all of a sudden, now you're doing stuff like that. It was in your DNA all the time. And again, a lot of times we just sell ourselves short.
We do.
And that self-doubt, that lie in your mind that is, you can't do this. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. I know a lot of people that just decided one day, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
I'm going to write a book. I'm going to host a podcast. I'm going to become the best cook on the planet. I'm going to become the best electrician on the planet. I'm going to become the best farmer on the planet. And they decide and they go forth and they go get it.
Exactly. And just think back to when you were 16 years old and you wanted to get your driver's license. It was scary. It wasn't maybe necessarily easy. I mean, you know, learning to drive a car is a pretty hard thing to do. I mean, there may be some people who have some natural talent. I don't know. I don't think I was one of them. Parallel parking, definitely not my thing. But I passed and I went on to do other things, get married, have children, have a whole household, be a teacher in the first place. That's not easy. It's not easy to go to college and get your degree and then go to the classroom for the very first time. But you do it. You learn how. You get better at it as you go along. And you can do that in anything that you choose to do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I totally agree with that, which makes me think of the book that I'm writing, Scaling Your Everest. One of the big things about scaling Mount Everest is you don't do it in one day.
Right.
If you're going to scale Mount Everest, you have base camp, you have advanced base camp, you have camp 2, 3, and 4, and then finally you make your summit on summit day. I mean, really, when you think about scaling Everest, it's a 4 to 8 week process just because of the acclimatization that you have to go through. So that parallels and transfers to life for me. I learned to do some hard things at 16. Learned to drive. I learned to be a teacher. Man, that's hard work. I learned to embrace technology as an opportunity rather than a threat.
Yes. You know, backward plan. You start with the goal in mind, the end in mind. You work backward and you make these small bite-sized steps that you can accomplish and you can feel successful. And then that gives you motivation to keep going. But you were saying it's a 4 to 6 week process. Doesn't it really start long before that? Because you got to get your body prepared before you ever even start to think about climbing. So you're going to have to get in shape. You're going to have to get your lungs acclimated and all of that stuff. So you have to really start long before that 4 to 6 weeks that you're going to take to get up the mountain, to get prepared to get up the mountain.
Yeah, very, very good point. I mean, that's years in the making, right? I mean, to get your mind right, to get your body right, to do something of that magnitude, which again, goes back to some of this conversation. the cliche of how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Yep.
And I think a lot of times the analogy I use is cleaning out your garage and cleaning out your closet. You know, don't try to get it all done in one day. Just schedule 15 minutes and do the first 15 minutes. Just win the first 15 minutes of cleaning your closet out. And pretty soon you'll feel some success, which is part of my coaching that I do. Success breeds success.
Yes.
You get a win and you taste a win and you want to get more wins and you go and you win some more. And all of a sudden your closet is cleaned out and you're organized. Your garage is organized. It's just people defeat themselves right out of the gate. Because they see Mount Everest. I can't climb that. Well, no, you can't right now. But if you prepare, if you take 15 minutes and decide, or 15 minutes and begin to get ready physically, emotionally, mindset, attitude. So much of it is not defeating yourself out of the gate, just taking one step toward your goal. That's a big deal.
Yes. And that's another part of my book is those limiting beliefs. You have limiting beliefs that you really don't even realize are limiting beliefs. Perfectionism is one of my limiting beliefs.
Yes.
And I didn't even equate perfectionism as a limiting belief, but it held me back so much in so much that I was doing because I didn't want to put out something that wasn't perfect. Well, isn't something out there a little imperfect better than nothing out there at all? And so that was a complete mind shift for me because I'm that person. And I was so bad that when I had a student aide in my classroom, I didn't let the poor kid do anything because I was such a control freak and I wanted it done my way. And I didn't want them to do it not my way. And I cheated them out of shining and like growing. And not only that, I cheated myself out of some good stuff that they could have offered to my classroom. So yeah, there's so much. And I address so many of those and how to flip that script and think in a positive manner, flip all of those negative thoughts and turn them into positive thoughts and forward moving thoughts.
Yeah. I need to take a page out of your book. It's that perfectionism. It's that it's got to be 100%. I'm just not even going to do it. I think well said about that limiting behavior. You got to push that aside.
Yes.
Push that aside. And again, my thing is baby steps, chunks. Do the first 15 minutes of hard. And the second 15 minutes of hard will be easier. And which again takes me to a concept of leadership. Leadership is really about, again, serving others. But the best leaders build more leaders. Being a leader is not about having followers. Building a leader or being a leader is developing other leaders. Like, you know, your student aide, because of our controlling natures as leaders, we sometimes limit the people around us and we limit their ability and their talents. They could be excelling and they could be climbing to unknown heights if we just turn them loose.
Yes.
And let them fly, man. So yeah, love your thinking on that limiting behavior. That's something we all have to overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. So give my teachers who are already leaders, but ready to maybe pivot into a leadership position, what we call a typical leadership position. Give us a last word of advice or word of wisdom.
Yeah, great question. There's a lot I could say, but I would say leadership is not what you think. Leadership is about serving others that are in your care, them not serving you. You are there to support. You are there to serve. And I would encourage you to ask them this question every day. How can I help you be successful? Which is all about serving those that are in your charge.
Yes. Great words. Great words. And you can do that no matter if it's in education or in your personal life. You can you can do that no matter where you're at. And honestly, it probably starts in your personal life.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Tell us just a tiny little bit about Fired Up. We're running a little bit short on time here. So tell us a little bit about Fired Up and then tell us how we can connect with you after the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Fired Up Consulting Group with Dr. Kevin Daniel. That's me. We formed in 2014, and Fired Up Consulting Group essentially does these things. We develop talent. We will coach you one-to-one. We will do leadership development. We do strategic planning. We do curriculum, instruction, assessment work. Essentially, if it happens in a school, teaching, learning, and leadership, we love it. We'll do it. And our mission is this. We have four pillars in our mission. We build capacity. We motivate. We equip. And we inspire. Those are the four pillars of Fired Up Consulting Group. We build capacity. We motivate. We equip and inspire. And you can find us on our website at www.kdfiredup.com. That's our website. Again, okay. Lead Summit, Missouri, www.kdfiredup.com. And connect with me, Dr. Kevin Daniel, on any social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, and Facebook.
Wonderful. And my listeners know that I will have all of that information and your links in the show notes, so they won't have any trouble finding you at all. I just wanted you to verbalize it. So thank you so much for being on the show. I really enjoyed this conversation. I cannot wait to read your book as well. I'm super excited about that for you and for the rest of us who get to read it. So congratulations on that journey on your own Everest. And for the rest of you, thank you for joining us today. And I will see you back here again next week. Bye-bye.